HarperCollins presents Bad Fruit by Ella King, read by Sabrina Puyichin. To my grandmother, always. Chapter 1. The Poems. Mama rushes at me as soon as I step into the house. She is dressed exactly how she was this morning, pink pencil skirt and a matching suit jacket over a cream shirt with a pussy bow neckline. But her nose is dripping, and her eye makeup has fallen. Fresh graffiti run with rain. She brandishes Daddy's phone. Did you know? Her voice is low, dangerous. I put on my home face, a blank, stupid thing. Know what, Mama? About the poems. What poems? He's been sending her poems. She jabs the mobile in the direction of the living room. Hundreds of them! What do you mean? Sending who poems? I say, even though I know exactly what she's talking about. Daddy's been sending poetry to my brother's ex-wife, Francie, for the past 3 months. Not hundreds, like Mama says. Around 30, and nothing very exciting. Just the usual famous lines. A bit of Frost, a bit of Keats. Francie! Mama's eyes narrow, her nostrils flare. She's panting with the exertion of the fight. Or is it excitement? Go on, she says. Ask him. Ask him why. Daddy appears at the living room door, his eyes fixed on the carpet. Mama shoves me in front of him. Tell your daughter why. Daddy doesn't look at me. He's dressed shabbily. As a consultant forensic pathologist, he's unwittingly spread shabbiness throughout the department so that over time, ruffled hair and creased shirts have become badges of minds on higher things. Ligature marks, a bone from the North Sea, abdominal hemorrhage from blunt force trauma. Today is no exception. One wing of Daddy's shirt collar is tucked into his sweater, the other sticks out like a puppy's ear, but there are signs in his appearance that trip the alarm. His socked feet are surrounded by pathology journals unimaginatively used as ammunition. His sweater is plucked up and there are 3 diagonal marks across his jaw. Has she scratched him? Daddy puts his fists in his hair, blonde strands static against his skin. Lily doesn't need to be involved. You're not covering this up, Charlie. Everyone is going to know. Everyone, tell her why. I felt sorry for her. Jacob treated her so badly and she's doing such a good job with the twins that I thought someone should admire her, you know? His green eyes flick up at me, pleading. For what? For understanding. He won't admit it in front of you, but he's in love with her. Your father is in love with his daughter-in-law. And you know what, Lily? Let me tell you something about men, about your father. Do you know what they do with messages from women? They masturbate over them. Behind Mama's rage, there's triumph. Her lips quiver with it. She almost smiles. She presses her victory home. How would you like Francie to be your stepmother? Leo and Albie can be your brothers, right, Charlie? That's your dream, to marry Francie. I've never thought about that. Well, she's available, because she broke up with your son. I see an inn. Mama is flagging, struggling to think of new taunts and humiliations. If I catch her on this ebb, there's a chance of some let-up this evening. Otherwise, she'll maraud around the house until something else strokes her rage. I wipe her tear-stained face. Poor Mama, I say gently. She throws herself on my shoulder and weeps. I stroke her hair, my fingers threading through the lengths. At 54, Mama's black hair is now hard and brittle, dulled with dust motes. I hold her so close I can see the strands pushing out of her scalp. The sobbing slows, and I untangle her and turn her towards the stairs. Why don't you have a bath, Mama? It'll be good for your joints. I'll bring you some dinner. And some juice, she murmurs. Make sure it's the kind I like. Make sure. She presses her fingers into my forearm, hard. If she could, she would imprint what she wants right into my skin. The kind of juice Mama likes is juice past its use-by date. She likes the fizz in it, the sour tang. I would have been fine with this if she kept it to herself. But Mama can't be alone in anything, and with the juice, someone has to taste it to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?